CPR 27 for the week ending February 18th, 2011.
Thank you. Everybody quiet. All right.
Just listen.
It's your old pal Uncle Waldo here, and welcome back to another installment of Campground Pirate Radio. Now, as you all know, we weren't here last week because, well, we had a loss in the family. Miss Stephanie did lose her dear mom, Ann. And I want to thank everybody who, sent the little shout-outs and the good words. I mean, it meant a lot to us, and we really do appreciate it. Annie was an awesome lady, and I'll be forever grateful for her making an awesome little daughter, the Miss Stephanie. But hey, life goes on, and so does the music. In the coming weeks, we've got another correspondent joining the show. It'll be Chester Hawkins of Blue Sausage Infant fame. Will be joining us with Radio Blackout. By the way, he's got a brand new album that he's trying to put together right now, and he's looking for some help over on Kickstarter. So if you jump over to Kickstarter.com and type in the words Blue Sausage Infant, you're going to see an awesome little video that he created. And he's just trying to raise some funds to get this thing off the ground. And I think Kickstarter is an awesome way to do this thing. So please stop on by, give him a listen. You may want to give him some money. Hey, I did. What the hell? I believe in the guy. But listen, also from that video, if you like the music that was played on there, this is the title track from his album, his brand new album right now, Flight of the Solstice Queens. And this is the title track itself. Enjoy.
kids, what time is it?
Howdy, Uncle Waldo. It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, back with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And today, it's personal. That's right, one of my friends sits rotting in a jail cell for having the temerity to call the judicial system out for the embarrassment to justice that it is. Adam Miller, a.k.a. Adamo Freeman, was attending the arraignment of our friend and his business partner, Pete Ear, who himself had been arrested and jailed just the day before for the crime of wearing a beanie in court, despite it being negative 20 in Keene, New Hampshire that day. For this, he was thrown to the ground and hauled off to Cheshire County Jail for contempt of court. But contempt is the only rational response one can have to Judge Burke, the tyrannical magistrate who apparently lives to see the liberty activists of the Free State Project incarcerated. On that day, after a maddening round of circular exchanges between Pete and the judge, Adamo cried out in frustration. For the crime of disrespecting a man in a black robe, he was jailed for 60 days. 2 months for about 2 seconds of speech. I don't recommend cursing at or insulting judges, but seriously, 60 days? In what way was that appropriate or proportional? Why not just have the bailiffs remove him from the courtroom? Because the judge just has to use his power and authority to punish people if they don't pay him the proper respect and deference to his station as a vaunted member of the ruling class. The whole thing went down in the courtroom. The arrest, the so-called trial, and the conviction sans jury by the same guy who was supposed to be the victim. Talk about a conflict of interest, it just blows my mind. Anyway, Pete has finally been released and is helping in efforts to try to secure Ademo's release. At this point, there have been a few call floods, a letter-writing campaign, and some preliminary legal maneuvers, but to no avail. There may soon be a chip-in to help defray some of the costs of filing motions and so forth. Now, I know this may seem like pretty small potatoes to most people, and a lot of folks will think, why didn't Pete just take off his hat, and why didn't Ademo keep his mouth shut? And these are understandable. I understand that reaction, but the point is, the agents of the government totally overreacted to peaceful, nonviolent men with overwhelming force in an effort to punish them for what amounts to a thought crime. They don't think the state is legitimate, and they treat it accordingly. They see through all the lies and fairy tales about democracy and whatnot to recognize a bunch of guys with guns demanding that you pay them half your money so they can tell you what to do. And they don't like it. If too many people get that idea, then as Egypt demonstrates, there's really nothing they can do to keep people under control. The real question you should be asking yourself is why anyone puts up with this. Why does anyone think it's okay to put people in jail over a hat or an emotional outburst? Why do people suffer from this Stockholm syndrome of identifying with and reflexively defending the government that oppresses them? What's the payoff? Certainly it cannot benefit you or me to pay for this kind of injustice, to see our tax dollars used to imprison peaceful people who have harmed absolutely no one. Do you really feel like you need protection from dangerous hat wearers or courtroom swearers? I know I don't. If you're interested in this case or helping Ademo out, please check out copblock.org or freekeen.com for details and updates.
Even messing with my children, and you're screaming at my wife, get off of my bed.
to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
She broke my dick! I swear this really happened. I pulled my trick maneuver. That's when I heard it. Stepping! She broke my dick! She got down from my dick! Ever since I met her, my life's been on the rocks. Cold as packed and heating past a bandage for mine. She broke my dick! She got down from my dick! She broke my dick! She got down from my dick! She broke his dick! She broke my dick!
You don't mind if I leave the needle in while I prepare the cortisone, do you?
I can tell you how it'll go down, but only you can tell me how to live. Our systems just stop right here, but all we are is pretend. So many things could be a mystery, but all we're seeking is freedom. We realize this is reality. I can't beat it, a credo. It's alright. It's quite alright with me. When ignorance manifests like that, man, it's hard to stop. The villain, don't let the villains, and then take the deep I try. And if you're blind minded and regards the danger, I urge you all to take heed. Causation, the end of the world, gonna set me free. And that's alright, it's quite alright with me.
We'll be right back. banana buggies go. Coming on to bring you the banana split show. Making up a mess of fun. Making up a mess of fun. Lots of fun for everyone.
Take no when I saw you near. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. I say don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. I say don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. I say don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside.
Yeah, I know there's a special place in hell for me for playing that little set. I love cover bands. Hey, let's get back into the rockabilly. This is Alex Valenzi and Rockabilly Joint.
The kids going wild. They play a lot of boogie and the rock and roll. We don't need going all night long. The chicken by the dozen and a sign on the door saying open every night from about 8 to 4. Rock a billy joint. Rock a billy joint. Rock a billy rock. Rock a billy roll. I'm a crazy rock a billy boogie woogie rock and roll. Jumping, that's a shack going on when it's time to dance. I can pick another girl and have a little romance. I got a hook in my pocket and I'm ready to go. My good cat whispering, go cat go. Rock a billy joint. Rock a billy joint. Rock a billy rock. Rock a billy roll. I'm a crazy rock a billy boogie boogie rock and roll. A boogie billy rock. Rock a billy roll. I'm a crazy rock a billy boogie boogie rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control. Campground Pirate Radio.
There's a Cadillac out in the dark. There's a kid's against the lighting of smoke, and he feels the fire. And he feels the fire. Driving into a sea of no.
for you, my friends, here after all this time. We may never sing this one, it's just here as a light to help you. So I'll write these words now for you, my friends, here after all this time. We may never sing this one, it's just here as a light to help you.
When the power comes out, like the moment you might shake yourself away from those horrible dreams, the only ones we never talk about, the clear of madness and grown-up's eyes. Rain that takes the whole room by surprise. Business trapped in male cultural disguise. It's the one we fight against. We go, we go.
Love. is a show without the sounds. This is a dance without the steps. Now I gave you the clue, so find what I found.
This is a party without the people. This is a show without the sounds.
Now I gave you the clues.
So find what I found. Drama doesn't follow me, it rides on my back. I may be ugly, but this your love is there. Drama doesn't follow me, it rides on my back. I may be ugly, but this your
just one. you up, but I'm addicted. Now that you know I'm trapped, sense of elation. You never dream of breaking this fixation. You will squeeze the life out of me, baby.
Especially by a request from Miss Stephanie. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out to this version of Campground Pirate Radio. And remember, you can follow us along at Facebook at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And I'm also on Twitter at Uncle Waldo. By the way, do you want to hear your music played on here? Like Negra and what else do we play here? Oh, yeah, we played some Blue Sausage Infant earlier on, too. Send your music to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Also, check out my buddies at Your Uncle's Lap at youruncleslap.com for your weekly dose of stupidity. And head over to Kickstarter.com and look up Blue Sausage Infant. My buddy Chester's trying to get his project off the ground, and he's got a bunch of cool stuff for if you want to help him out. And as we wind down this session, I want to leave you with the immortal words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. God knows there's enough of them out there these days. Take care of each other. This is the Smithereens. I bid you peace. Bye-bye.
Anything at all. Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.